Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number where you can make comments or give compliments, you know, if you're feeling that.
Sure. Maybe we love all that stuff.
Happy Good Friday, Radio Fam.
Thank
Life's
you,
getting
you
better.
Too.
I was able to get my vaccine appointment with CVS at midnight. Mm. Hope you and your families get vaccinated soon. OFOC, hope you get laid. Erica, listener number 22. Thank you, Erica.
Well, I'm the last one to get on the train, but I'm getting my first shot tomorrow.
Yeah, that's great.
I know.
That's really good news.
The show will be vaccinated before we know it. So excited.
And I also hope we all get laid. That's very nice of you to say, Erica.
I'm not that. I'm ambivalent.
No, what?
It's fine if I get laid or not.
Don't say that. That's hurtful.
To whom?
I'm sure to your husband.
No, he's
like, hello, I have a special delivery. Can you please act excited?
Yes, I will act. Don't worry. I put on a good show every time, Ben.
You are
Oh,
terrible.
This again? Yeah. You like that? Huh? Yeah, let's do that. Oh, my God. I can't think of anything I'd rather do. Let's do it.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you looking forward to the day when you guys both basically officially decide you don't do that anymore?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's nice.
I actually hope we do it our whole lives. He loves it. And I do too.
Oh, geez. Here we go. All right. Willie Bird's turkey has the best giant turkey legs. You get them in Petaluma and Santa Rosa and lots of fairs. Love you all.
Oh, Willie Bird's turkey legs. I didn't realize there were whole companies dedicated to turkey legs.
Vinny talking about the Walk of Shame, Michael Boatman, and my first thought was of actor Michael Boatman. Glad it wasn't him. Is there an actor named Michael Boatman?
I want to say it's the kid on Roseanne. But that's because that just flew into my head. Hold on, I'll Google it for you.
Not the kid from Roseanne. Where is it?
Michael Boatman.
He's an instant mom on Spin City.
Yeah, I know Michael Boatman, right. He is from Spin City. And he is also, let's see, he's mayoral aide Carter Haywood in Spin City. And then he did something else. He's like a army specialist. Yeah, you'd absolutely recognize him, Ben.
Huh.
Michael
Patrick
Boatman,
everybody. All right, well, this one isn't nice, but I took a second to put it together, so I guess I might as well. I used to listen every day, tune back in, first time in months, and not only is Sarah doing visual bits on the radio, but then she wants to fight and make sure no one sees it. You guys are not good. Sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Peace.
Michael Fishman is the is DJ from Roseanne.
Needed to send that out. Unbelievable.
Yeah, whatever.
You guys tried the Korean corn dogs? Oh my God, they're so good. Fried with potato cubes on the outside. Bryn?
I'm not sure
potato
if I have,
cubes?
But maybe.
What's
you
that?
Tomato cubes?
Potato cubes.
Oh, potato cubes.
Yeah, potato cubes with a P.
I'm looking at it right now. Hold on.
Or that's what they wrote anyway.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Hey, Sarah, Vinny and all. So remember the guy who quit his toxic auto sales job and was paid his final check in 90,000 oily pennies?
Yeah.
Coinstar just... Coinstar heard about it and came by his place, picked up the pennies, and rounded it up to give him a check for $1,000.
Wow.
Nice people do exist.
Nice people do exist. You hear that, Texter? Nice people do exist.
Yep. Pickles from Tom Sawyer's Island. Disney are the best. Okay. I can't imagine going all that way and being excited about the pickle, but...
It's a
look,
thing.
I'm not a, it's yeah, a thing.
Let,
foodie.
Let people have their excitement. Yeah,
yeah, that's your thing. The Disneyland pineapple spear is the best.
That was my next thing, too.
You like those?
Those are good. I would eat that over a pickle, but I don't know. I don't really walk and eat. I have to sit down.
Oh, my God. Pickles. I love pickles. I can go through a jar like a bag of chips. Oh, boy. Who knew?
I did.
Second kids don't talk as soon as the older kid. They have an older sibling that talks for them and parents who are busier and don't take as much time to teach them every single word. You know what they want? Or need and just give it to them without them trying to say it. I can see that being true. I know this kid we've got now. By now, my oldest daughter had friends, had been baptized. Like, there's a list of things this kid hasn't gotten because of the pandemic and the way things have gone. So I definitely look at her and think, she doesn't have any friends. She doesn't know anybody.
She has
she didn't get to go to daycare
or childcare.
You guys
are her best friends.
Mm-hmm. Man. It's a bummer.
She gets all the attention. That's great, right? I'm sure she's fantasy.
707 says, it's totally overcast and chilly in Santa Rosa.
Oh, bummer, because it is so nice here. I'm sure it's coming my way.
Overcast here at the beach.
What's going on in the city, Nick? Coco?
It's sunny now. It was overcast earlier this morning, but now it's sunny.
Oh. I'm looking at blue skies.
Nothing but blue skies.
You couldn't just tell us Coco from the beginning. Now we got to remember. And can you change that to Coco on the little thing
on
the screen?
I can.
Yeah, put Coco up there so we remember it too.
Or at least to Jesus.
Coco to Jesus.
I literally have so many nicknames.
Like what else?
My old coworkers call me Nickel.
Oh, Nickel.
That's cute.
We call you Nicoin Hole.
Yeah.
Because you told us about the coin hole.
Yeah. Oh, Cameron.
Did you lock the door? She tells him, don't lock the door. Daddy.
Vinny, your girls will be exposed to a range of adult situations as soon as they go to school. It's okay for children to hear the other side of things, consequences, and redemption. Demi Lovato is a good PSA. Yeah, I'm not sure if this is the right way to go about it. It's not my place to judge her. It's super sensitive subject matter, and I realize that she probably feels some catharsis from it, you know? But I hope it doesn't backfire on her. This whole California sober is very controversial, to say the least. So,
'cause it isn't real. Jane Wayne and our Janie.
Oh, hi, Jane.
Crisp and clear blue skies in Alameda. Happy Friday. Jane, you're over in Alameda.
Game girl.
Keep going.
Hard to... Wait, I don't remember. You go.
Yeah.
All right.
Game called. Called.
Facebook flagged me when I posted my kid without a shirt. I thought it was sexual I thought it was sexual activity. I assume it's the computer I chose. I didn't agree. Oh, they reviewed it and left it up.
Oh.
So apparently you can protest their editing.
Like it's my 2-year-old.
Yeah, I don't need to. We don't need to.
Yeah.
I don't think she thought of anything of it, but they pulled down a picture of our kid in a diaper. I saw that pic, Vin. It was adorable and nothing inappropriate at all. Love you guys. Happy Friday, you mother fathers.
Thank you.
Scary.
Zoom guy says, what? No happy hour tonight. What am I supposed to do? Talk to my family?
My
this
Nino.
Is an outrage.
Hey, Nino. Hey, Nino. Every time we have trouble with the Zoom, Nino's like, here's how you fix it, guys.
Oh.
Because he works in Zoom. Nothing but blue skies. Do I see?
Ha ha ha, like Hulk Baby will ever use a checkbook. I'm 35 and I barely use checks.
I've never used a check. I know how to fill
never?
It out. Yeah. I don't even have a checkbook.
At all?
Something I need to write checks for. Like,
yeah, you will though.
I'll
when
pay
you have
someone
to, when you live on your own.
Something.
There's certain bills that you will go, I got to mail these people.
You got to
like
write a check.
DMV. You got to mail them a check for the registration. What are
no,
you talking
you don't.
About?
No, you go don't. Online.
Or
you,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do the whole thing online.
Or what? If you have AAA, you just go to AAA and pay it.
Yeah.
What? What?
They're right. She'll never have a checkbook. It's true. Right.
She doesn't need one yet.
She won't need one. It is incredible, actually.
I always see my mom doing the check, like balancing it. She's very adamant about that.
You don't even need to just reconcile it on the
I know. That's what I tell them, but whatever.
Mm. Yeah, sure. Right. You stick with what you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just do. It's hard to learn new things. Yeah. Yeah, this way's working for me. I'm fine with it. Right, Bryn?
Yeah, whatever works.
He says as he does workarounds for everything I need that I refuse to learn.
415 says, got a second dose of Pfizer yesterday and nothing. Not a single side effect. Yay for science.
Oh, boy, science.
Good for you. Not everybody gets that lucky. But, you know, you got to do it. So you do it and you hope for the best. You cross your fingers. Former Wheel of Fortune contestant here. Pat says that every time you attempt to solve... and you go over every category for hours before they tape. So apparently this guy knew better than what he did.
Mm.
He knew he wasn't going to get through with that.
That sucks.
I wonder if the extra footage will make the movie make more sense. We're talking about the 20 hours of footage that apparently exists for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. This person says, I also found it boring as hell, although I did like the era, as Vin does. Yeah, when you're sitting there watching an era thing, the same is true of Mindhunter, another movie I watched or TV show I watched on, maybe it's Netflix, but they, when you realize they're doing it this in the 70s and every car in a giant parking lot is era correct. That's a lot of work, and it's super neat to see. You're there. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I love period stuff. I really do. And it's cool to see what the Sunset Strip looked like or Hollywood looked like back in those mm-hmm. days, you know?
There are black cowboy groups all over the country, including Oakland Black Cowboy Association.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting. Well, Idris Elba is starring in a movie that's on Netflix right now called Concrete Cowboys, based on real-life black cowboy outfits.
BlackCowboyAssociation.org is in Oakland. Huh. Let me see here. I love your stories about Philly. That short time changed your whole lives.
It
love
really
you guys.
Did.
OFOC.
OFOC to you too.
The therapist in Winter Soldier is the captain on Bosch.
Oh, I love the captain on... Wait.
Yep.
Do they mean Billet?
The female.
Yeah, she's Grace Billets, I think her name is. She's great. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yep.
We just started watching Deadwood again. We fell on off of it during the pandemic because we had been watching it with whom, and we weren't allowing him to come over anymore, and because he's a super spreader. There's a guy in season two I'm in right now. His name's Silas. It's Bosch. And he's got like dark hair, long, and a beard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm like, holy crap, Bosch is in this. This is amazing.
Someone wrote, "This Odyssey bit is getting old." Listen, we got
to
talk about Odyssey. We got to. It's the job. We got to do it. We've been asked to talk about it. Stop.
And we love it. And also, we're really 100% behind it. We love this. It's really cool. We're all under one umbrella now. The Odyssey.
Benny, you would love Legoland.
Well, Benny. Right.
Well, Benny. Hey, Vinny, boxers can't swim. They actually sink.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that explains that.
I did not know that. But
you think the guy would go in after his own dog?
You would think that. And then the fact that he didn't help the lady clearly ended any chance he had. Or maybe she ended it when she showed up on a date with a shirt that said psycho.
Yeah. She's
That's
a...
weird. Mm-hmm. Easter Bonnet, WTF. What is this, Little House on the Prairie?
It's a thing.
It's a song.
You get the Easter Bonnet. Lovely Easter Bonnet with all the nuns upon it. I'll be the finest lady
at the Easter Parade.
Judy Garland song?
Yeah. Sure.
I can write a sonnet. about your Easter bonnet. That's all. Oh,
nice.
So you'll sing that, but we can't get you to sing any modern songs, huh?
Right.
Jesus.
Hey, I'll take any singing she'll give me.
All right.
I only know that one part, and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's all I know. I don't know.
Sure, 2016 at the Ritz at North Star. Deepak and I were on skis. Bryn and Vinny and everyone else were on snowboards. It was the first time I hung out with you guys. How could I forget? Bryn.
Nah, I don't really know.
Well, Deepak didn't bring it up when you guys met at the wedding, so. We talked to that guy for a long time.
Well, it looks like we're all caught up. Bryn, have a great time in Tahoe, buddy.
Oh, have a great time in Tahoe.
We got to say a quick goodbye in a few minutes,
we'll be back.
But Bryn's already packing. You can see his skis in the background there.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Have a great Friday, you wonderful mother.
What are you going to do?
Mothers and fathers.
With all your newfound free time.
This evening?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch a four-hour movie called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh,
I was thinking about doing that because Bryn is taking off. Look, if you like the happy hour that we usually throw up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page on Friday nights at 5-ish, we're not doing it tonight. You're not missing it. You can't. It's not that you can't find it. It's that it's not happening. Just this week. He's going to go up to Tahoe, have himself the time of his life. You meeting Johnny up there?
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll
That's Mosley stomping ground. So.
Yeah.
So. I'm sure he'd love to give free squad tickets to everyone in your giant family.
That's right. We'll see what's up with them. I'm
going to
hit him up, though, that's for sure.
All right, buddy. No wheelchairs, no crutches when we see you on Monday.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Well, that's the plan.
All right.
For sure.
Well, the best laid plans. All right, have a good one. Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy whatever little bit of sunshine you might be getting. And maybe you get a lot of it. I don't know. If you live in Millbrae, I'm sure it'll be perfect. Or Alameda, it'll be perfect the whole weekend.
Right.
Vinny, have a great weekend. I'll see you on
Monday.
Same
to you. Thanks, guys. Have a good
Sarah
one.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.